Are we rolling? Okay. Hey, Ben, check this out.
What's
I learned that at the gym.
So I was at the ass doctor for my ass problem. Yeah, and they said the problem is it's my ass. I got a bad ass. Apparently, come from a long line of bad asses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that sucks.
They gave me a cream, but it's still just bleeding all the time. Turns out it's just stress from the market, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
The only thing that stresses me out is when someone re-racks the weights incorrectly at the gym, or when I run out of beans.
Yeah.
Or when someone mispronounces tzatziki.
Anyway, so I don't really have any shirts. I just kind of wear this one and some other t-shirts with holes in it. It's mostly because of my bad ass.
I can't seem to find a shirt that fits. All my shirts fit.
All my shirts fit
really well. Ben, all yours don't fit.
They don't
well
fit.
At all.
You know what it is? I got a big body.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find.
It's hard to find what?
My shirts come up to my belly, basically, because if I went bigger, it'd be too wide on me.
Yeah, and you got a big belly.
Yeah, and it's because I don't eat right.
Yeah.
And I fuck up my ass.
Kind of like how I don't wash my hair.
I actually wish I had a candy bar here to eat for breakfast.
I never eat candy. I don't take part in mortal pleasures.
Sure.
I deny myself.
Hey, and things. It shows. It shows.
It's gonna be worth it when I'm 80 and I'm like, damn, I didn't get to eat any candy this whole time.
Yeah, you should eat some candy. It's great.
If I can't pronounce it on the ingredients, any word over 5 letters.
That's the rule you live by, you idiot.
Yeah. Did I show you the trick that I learned?
Let me see. Dun, 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 oh, yeah, that's dun, pretty good, pal. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. This is my mating dance.
I'm trying so hard to burp.
Well, that's the intro, guys.
Apple shares were just getting hammered this morning.
Every day they're pounding it.
I'm not fucking leaving.
He's got that fucking oar and the hat and the life preserver and the koala.
We're okay.
What was in the jar? Oh, the burp. Burp was in the jar.
Burp is in the jar!
I just gleek. You remember gleeking? You remember kids would do that?
Yeah.
I can't do it. You can do it? I do it accidentally all the time and I feel terrible. Anyway, hey, Glenn. Folks, there's a disclaimer. It's in the description box. If you click more, you're going to see it in there. You're going to want to read it. It basically absolves us of any wrongdoing. What?
Does it?
Yeah. It basically says we can say and do whatever we want. And as long as the disclaimer's there, I can say, fuck your mother. Fuck your life.
Fuck your mother.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Et cetera.
Wait, maybe we can find it for after hours, but remember I was telling you about that kid who got fired for the bodega thing?
Yes.
There was another video that went viral of the someone reacting to his video.
Mm-hmm. And they got fired too?
No. He's got to be like 25, and he's got the most New York accent in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But you never see young people with accents like that anymore.
New York accents? Hey, fix your sleeve.
Why?
Because it's bothering me. There you go. Yeah, that feels better. Can
Why?
We get to
you
LA?
Can see my tattoo?
No, because it was folded. It was like folded up.
Shit.
Yeah.
Man.
We hope you like that cold open. Man, I bet that confused so many people.
They were like, wait,
you
that,
think they thought it,
that not Ben?
You think they thought I was you?
Probably.
I actually have a little bit of a headache from wearing your glasses, but.
Really? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing contacts right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do it. When I went to the optometrist to get my prescription renewed and I got new frames on the way that are basically the exact same frames, the doctor tried to help me with contacts again. He was getting so frustrated. I cannot lift my upper lid up. I don't.
You don't even need to. You just go like this.
He wasn't letting me do that. Wait, that's all you do is just one?
Dude, I've gotten pretty good at it. I jumped off a cliff in Greece. My contact fell out. I found it, and I just put it back in the water while I was swimming. It was like on my face. I think I could tell it was like somewhere near, and I was like feeling around, and then I grabbed it, and I just went.
I cannot do it.
I'm gross with it, though.
One time what? You were gesturing as if you put it in your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Because it was like, I was like, it's definitely dirty, and I didn't have any solution or water, so I just put it in my mouth and then put it back in my eye.
That's a solution right there. Your saliva is...
I know. I figured, you know.
Listen, in a survival situation, you can use saliva as a... Did you ever watch those shows?
No.
I used to watch them all the time.
Like what? Fucking Bear Grylls?
Not even him. It was these two guys who would be put in survival situations, and the one guy always would say, in a survival situation, you gotta da-da-da-da-da. One guy always just went without shoes, just barefoot. He was really cool. Probably dead now.
Well, he'll be all right.
God, we salute him.
We salute him. Okay, we were gonna start with something else, but because Ben told me about a DM, we're gonna talk about Roe for 1 second.
Wait, but shouldn't we get through all the other stuff first?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the...
Yeah, okay, so here we go. Well, let's get this stuff out of the way. Shout out to Brady.
No, we don't
hey,
do
Hey, Brady. We do shout outs because my friend Brady, who lives in Portland, I wanted to give him a shout out because we shouted out our friend Adam, who pees sitting down, and I wanted to say hi to Brady.
Okay, so, yeah, also like, subscribe, comment.
Yeah,
do all those fucking things.
We're at 33,300... subscribers on YouTube. That means we are almost just shy of 15,000 away from 50,000.
We're still a ways away from kissing.
We're still a ways away from kissing. And just so people who are new to this, at 50,000 YouTube subscribers, we are going to smooch here on the air. So if you want to see that, if you're into that, you're going to want to get people to subscribe. Get fake accounts. You know,
You have to do.
Do whatever you have to do. Also, we have a new episode of 8-Ball special, which
coming
is
on Monday.
On Monday, July 4th. We also have Kyla Scanlon coming on next week. She is one of the top people on FinTalk, on TikTok, financial TikTok.
And Ben called her a sweet cookie one time.
I did?
No, I don't
think you
did.
I didn't say sweet cookie.
I thought
you
said sweet cookie, but you said she's very sweet and a smart cookie.
Smart. Yeah, she's incredibly smart.
Yeah.
She does like market summaries that are very entertaining and chock full of information. Also, the biggest news.
What's the biggest news?
We're headed to Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, we are going to Tokyo.
I was going to do.
But not for the reason.
Yeah, it's on our own dime.
We were always going.
Yes.
But we weren't going to have the ability to bring a crew.
Yes, yeah. So that's why we were asking for fundraising is because, yeah, if we wanted to bring a camera guy or two people, it would require a little bit extra. But so
we'll just take a selfie at something and we'll send
it to you. Yeah, that'll be that. But please, if you live in Tokyo or know anything, send me a DM with your recommendations on where to stay, like specific hotels or...
Neighborhoods.
Side trips to take, places to eat. Please. We just want to eat good food.
Also, if you want to be our personal tour guide for
that'd be cool.
2 weeks.
Show us the best underwear vending machines.
Oh, I forgot. We're going to have to do that.
I'm sure they're easy to find, but yeah, got to buy some of those underwears.
Yeah. I don't know if I want those, but...
Me either. I know. Although that would be kind of cool to have as a thing. We could put it in plexiglass or whatever this is. What is this? Pyrite? Luke, what is this stuff?
Epoxy.
No. Plexiglass. Okay.
Luke's so smart. He knows more than us. So yeah, I got a DM from a listener, viewer, fan of the show, who disagrees with us on certain political things, but he's still a fan, and we appreciate him others like him for...
We just had no plans to talk about it. It basically happened the day after we recorded, so it felt like...
Last week.
Yeah, a bit old. Everyone had talked about it already. I was like, what could we possibly add? There's new things that are going on. Just this morning, there's a new horrible Supreme Court ruling.
EPA?
Yeah, it's you can't even... You can't even get your fucking bearings before they hit you with another one.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, what do these two guys have to say about it? And then you told me about a DM from someone who was like, I hope you guys don't talk about it because I'm happy about the ruling.
Well, we're not.
Yeah. And so then I was like, okay, well, I want that guy to not be happy.
Well, go on. Go off, King.
No, I also didn't want to talk about it because it's just like, I don't want to depress people further. I mean, I don't have any hope to offer, but I at least want to say, like, if you're one of those creeps who's happy that people's rights got taken away, you fucking suck. Please keep watching the show and enjoy it. The show's for everybody, but like, don't fucking DM us and tell us you're happy that that happened.
Yeah. I mean, he was DMing me to ask if we were going to talk about it because, But anyway, go ahead.
No, it's just, it's brutal. I mean, so yeah, they just rolled on the EPA. It seems like it's not going to stop. And
yeah, they're on a bender.
If you're hoping that the Democrats are going to do anything, I don't think there's any hope for that.
None.
AOC seems to be, you know, she's the only one who's kind of like, well, Elizabeth Warren is too, but like actually talking about real things that can be done. It's like, I'm sure everyone has seen the clips of Kamala Harris. Just they're going like, you know, what are you guys going to do? And they're like,
what can we do?
There's an election in 130 days.
Yeah. And fuck.
They're saying, you know, we just need two more senators. So they're saying if they get to 52 senators, they can codify all these things as law, right? And we won't have to rely on the Supreme Court. But it's like, you guys had 59 when Obama was president, and you guys couldn't codify it. You know, you had Obama going out there being like, it's just not a top legislative priority for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't imagine Biden doing any of these things. I mean, you know, there have been times where the Supreme Court has like gotten extremely political in history. And, you know, Lincoln and especially FDR.
Wait, LinkedIn was around?
No, Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Go on. As in Abraham.
Oh, yeah, him. The guy in the penny.
And
a $5 bill.
And FDR went to war with the Supreme Court. I mean, FDR was like, you know, he just was giving the credible threat of like, I'm just going to pack the court and you guys won't be able to do anything. And they were just like, all right, fine, we'll fucking back off. Biden's not going to do any of that shit.
No, he's too busy slurping down ice cream. I saw a thing that it's a bit of a dark comparison, so I apologize if this upsets anybody, but Republicans are like the kid... the shooter in Uvalde, Texas, and Democrats are like the cops.
I guess so. This is a very bleak way of putting it.
Dude, that about sums it up for me.
Yeah, I mean, like,
the Republicans love to use their... They are the minority in the country, and they have been for a long time.
Right.
And they use every tactic that they can to get around all the rules and laws to... have it all go their way. And then the Democrats use that just to, as cannon fodder for the next election cycle.
And so like, they never go in there. There's a guy shooting.
Yeah. And we can't do anything about anything because we need talking points for the next election. It's pathetic. And people are really waking up to it. I think that they.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing people.
This is one of the things that I really love about TikTok. Is that it does seem to be contributing to an elevation of the collective consciousness in that if it's starting to go viral there and then on Twitter, it definitely feels like it just feels different. I don't know.
It does. They're playing clips of they're interviewing people at protests and they're like, you have young people being like, we're not blaming Republicans anymore. Like, this is the Democrats' fault. They've had opportunities to codify this stuff. They've had opportunities to fight. And that's the thing. I mean, and they truly don't know what to do. They don't know whether to shit or go blind. They're just
so out of touch.
And they just, the idea of they're just going, I don't know what to do. It's like, dude, just do anything. I mean, try something.
Yeah.
Impeach justices. I mean, there were at least two who lied under oath saying that they would not
overturn it,
that it was settled law.
Yeah.
Do something. And I mean, that's how fucking stupid they are, right? You had people going and still going, senators being like, they said they wouldn't.
Yeah.
But they told me they wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. What sickens me the most is how Nancy Pelosi's campaign apparently sent out fundraising emails within like 15 minutes.
Well, that's the thing.
Asking
too.
For money.
They
get
had
the fuck out.
They had a head start, right? Someone leaked.
Right. They knew.
They had months to do something, and all they could do was put together the fucking emails. Not only that, they're doing worse than nothing. I don't know.
Oh, they sang God Bless America or whatever?
Yeah.
It's just the cringiest but shit.
Even worse than that, Joe Biden, I think, is now backing an attorney in Kentucky who is anti-choice, a FedSoc guy for a...
FedSoc?
Federalist Society.
Oh. I knew what that was.
Do you know the Federalist Society? It's
the
right-wing... attorney association that like they're very involved in law schools and stuff and getting people to be like traditionalists and
sounds good
textualists.
Yes.
Tradition. I think they started in in the 80s and it's been a part of this, you know, decades long project to basically destroy people.
No right. Soda for me. I'm conservative.
But he's backing this anti-choice Republican for a federal judgeship in Kentucky. I think nothing would almost seem better than what they're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't want to talk about it because I have no hope for anything good happening. I do want to say, if you're happy about this,
I don't know why you're happy about it. I mean, it's as we talked about, it would be one thing if the people who were so pro-life were consistent in that belief. Across being all for universal health care, ending wars, fighting climate change, just like, and there's so many other ways you can be pro-life, helping, having it not cost fucking 14 grand or however much it costs to have a child, just school shootings, I mean guns.
Right.
It's just.
If they were consistently as precious about life throughout the whole thing, I'd be like, fine.
Yeah,
you are. You clearly value
life. But there, it's more for me.
Also, if you're that person, fine. If that person is happy because, you know, that's whenever he comes to a major city, he can't get anywhere because he stops every 5 feet to like help a homeless person into a better situation.
Life is just so unbelievably.
Right. But I imagine if he was walking around LA, he would just step over a homeless person
and be disgusted by everything.
Yeah, surely.
That's the thing is like after the decision came down, I took a spin on conservative Twitter just to see what people were saying. And it just feels so disingenuous to me when they all say, praise God, praise God, God bless God. This is God. Like, shut the fuck up. I know you don't believe that shit because nothing else about you is Christian or. What the fuck even is good Christian shit these days anyway? I don't even know because they pick and choose everything from the Bible. They pick and choose all their beliefs. They're just so inconsistent morally, ethically. I'm just so fucking tired of it. And I'm tired of it just being the entire game is just, well, if it makes Democrats happy, then I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we have to say about that, right?
Yeah, I wish I had more hope to offer. I don't.
Me too.
But I would at least like to say, fuck you, you little creeps.
Yeah, yeah, don't be a creep. It's, it's exhausting. And,
it is funny, though, because I think you did respond to that guy and say,
we're not planning on talking about it. Yeah, well, anyway. So...
Well, should we just go right into another aspect of Democrats not being able to do anything and talk about some flight stuff?
Yeah, sure. You know what we do need? We need a sound effect that's like a pathetic little trumpet for the bad segue. bad segue sound effect.
I feel like that was a good segue.
There is a food truck.
This is not a good segue.
Hold on.
Where I was like,
but
well,
wait.
How about we go into another thing where the and wait. You're like, you know what we need? Wait.
There's a food truck that comes
sure.
into my neighborhood every morning, and it's got a special horn that plays La Cucaracha.
Great.
And it broke, so now when it plays it, one note in La Cucaracha is way higher, so it goes, instead of...
That's not La Cucaracha. Oh, yeah, no, it is.
It goes... It's so funny. And every time I can't record... There's no way I can capture it because I don't know when it's coming. And I hear it and I'm like, this is just for me. I'm the only one who probably enjoys this thing and I'm never going to be able to share it with the world. Unless I just started recording.
Just wait. He must come around the same time.
Maybe. I should start noting the time. It's so fucking funny. So anyway, air travel, pretty fucked up right now. So if you're going to be...
There's a segue.
Going to be flying home this weekend for 4th of July, going out, you better hope your flight doesn't get canceled, because the other day about 50... Was it 10% or 15% of flights got canceled?
I think it was 10%, but 30% had pretty serious delays.
Yeah.
And this is during a time when I think we're having record leisure travel. The TSA is counting record numbers of people they are screening.
Wow.
After a couple of years of not traveling so much, everyone is trying to get back out there. And this isn't like, you know, this is regular people, domestic leisure travel.
Yeah.
Going to see your family, going to take the kids to Disneyland.
I love domestic leisure travel.
Do you?
Dude, it's the best kind of travel.
Okay. And so the problem is...
They're overbooking. These airlines
are overbooked. And this story is, it's very in line with all these things we've been talking about. The stuff we were talking about with David Day and with the Ford Pintoization of America. Mm-hmm. These airlines don't have the capacity to run all these flights. They're trying to do it, but they're planning out these flights that, like, okay, if everything literally goes perfect, mm-hmm. we can maybe do all these flights. But they know they can't. They used to have reserves. They used to have flights that could take over when people got sick, or, you know, all these things, right?
Reserves, but, you mean like reserve crews?
Yeah.
Okay.
But during the pandemic, they received a huge bailout. I think it was close to $60 billion. And there was a catch. The government said, you can't lay off your workers. And they were like, yeah, we won't.
Yeah.
We won't lay anyone off. But what they did was they did furloughs, they offered buyouts, and they did early retirements. And I think it amounted to about, for most airlines, it was like 30% of their workforce.
What do you mean buyouts?
They would offer people buyouts to stop working, to stop being an employee.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So they weren't like layoffs, right?
They were...
Right. Furloughs, layoffs, early retirements. A lot of pilots did early retirements. Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, leading up to the pandemic, I'm pretty sure a lot of them were flush with cash, and they were choosing to deploy their cash in
stock
the form
buybacks.
Of stock buybacks
yeah.
to help juice stock returns that in turn, hey, guess what? If you're an executive or the CEO and part of your compensation is commensurate on the performance of the stock, hey, you just won because the stock's up exactly where it needs to be, and so you get your, you know, $20 million bonus because
right.
the stock's up.
You got to get those bonuses.
And the only way you did it is by deploying that cash to buy back the stock. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, it also is a, you know, you also have, it's a monopoly story too, right? All these like regional airlines, there used to be all these different airlines, and now they've all been bought out and consolidated, and now there's like five airlines.
What do we got? We got
United, American, Delta, Southwest.
Well, those aren't regional. Regional would be...
No. I know.
Oh.
There's now five companies because they all bought up and merged and...
Right. We got Alaska, JetBlue, Frontier, Spirit, American, Delta, United.
Isn't Frontier and Spirit, aren't they going to merge?
So, yeah, that's actually a thing that's going on right now. JetBlue and Frontier are competing for Spirit.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but Spirit rejected JetBlue and asked their shareholders to vote for the merger with Frontier... Because apparently there's antitrust concerns if they were to get bought up by JetBlue.
God, those are two titans of just like shitty air travel.
Who? Spirit and Frontier?
Yeah.
I've never flown either of them.
I've flown both of them.
Yeah.
Frontier's, it's routinely very cheap, and you're like, holy shit, I can fly for $200. And then it's like, but there's a stop for 17 hours. And you're like, why are you even offering this? Why are you showing me this fucking flight? It's every time.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like you got to pay to check. You got to pay to have a carry-on. You got to pay to select your seat.
But that has made its way to all of these major carriers now, which sucks.
Nickel and diming.
With these mergers, you're seeing more expensive flights for shittier services.
Yeah.
And now when you look for a flight, you always get a price, and you're like, oh, that doesn't seem like a bad price. And then they're like,
it's not.
But that's if you want to not bring a bag and not be able to use the bathroom.
Yeah, that's if you just want to sit on the airplane.
Right. If you want to be able to get up during your flight, you're going to have to pay another $120. And you're like, this is fucking crazy.
I would not be surprised. You know, everybody's losing their minds about that, like, double-decker setup that what do they call that? Not a mock-up, but what is it called when you propose something that's like a
proposal?
No, but like
a demo?
What?
A demo?
A demo, yeah. It's like, is this close to a demo? It's like in architecture when they
blueprint?
No.
Okay.
A blueprint is when it's finalized.
Okay, yeah, everyone knows what you're talking
about. When you're still in the pitching phase.
Sure. Just say it. Just
anyway, that's what I mean. But there was one. There was one a couple years ago that was like a standing. Yeah, that one. This one of the. I wish the audio.
Oh yeah,
they want it
to be like a subway.
Yeah, and that actually doesn't see. Everybody was shitting on this. It doesn't look bad. That look how much leg room you've got if you're on the lower level. You can fully recline like your legs. That's huge. And everybody's like, oh, you're going to get farts directly to the face. No, you're not, because look at the plastic right in front.
Wait, I don't really understand it. So up top, you have to stand?
No, up top, you're sitting.
Oh, dude, I don't know. This like is very claustrophobic for me.
But it's just as close. Look.
Oh, I mean, dude, air travel has gotten very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
The seats are so close to you now. Yeah. When someone leans them back, it was always kind of brutal, but now it's like, whoa, you're like my...
So then you lean back too. Everybody leans back.
I guess.
That's the only way it works, baby. Or you do like I do, collect those miles, suffer for miles. But so this one was like a standing seat. It was basically...
It was like a subway.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
But it's like a little saddle that you sit in. It's just like a little dipshit. Like, they're just, ugh. These fucking... Airlines, man.
Okay, so airline travel is getting absolutely fucked up. I was supposed to fly back east this weekend, but I'm very glad I'm not, because I think it's going to be an absolute mess this weekend. But
it's going to be fireworks going off. The pilot's going to be having to dodge. whoa!
Right. So I mean, this all amounts to like fraud, basically, because the airlines know they can't possibly keep up with all these flights that they're scheduling. They don't have, and people are getting their flights canceled at the last second. People are finding out in their taxi rides to the airport or their subway rides, whatever, that their flight has been canceled.
Right.
And they know they can't possibly do it all. And so Pete Buttigieg, our transportation secretary, called an emergency meeting with the
airline CEO.
With the airline CEOs, basically to like beg them to do the right thing. It was quite funny. He just said, these airlines have gotten a lot of public support to try to keep the system resilient. And now we're looking to them to make sure that their operations are reliable. And importantly, that when there's a disruption or delay, they get somebody on the phone and get the customer service to help work through it. That's basically about all he could do. And the best thing is, so he went to this meeting. They all basically told him to fuck off. We're not going to do anything. And then to try to get home, his flight was canceled. And he had to drive back.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
That's funny. So these airlines are doing it to what? Juice numbers because it helps their revenues?
Well, I think the hope is that they can do all of it, right? It's like when you try to plan anything, right? You're like, well, if everything goes right, we can do all these things. But it never does, right? There's weather. There's, one delay. And then you have all these cascading effects where the one thing affects the next because your crew for that one is late. And then everything just snowballs into this cancellation hell where... You're missing 10% of your flights.
Yeah.
I forget what his name was, but I think it was the transportation secretary under Obama. He actually, it was in 2010, there was these horrible tarmac delays. People, I think one of the longest ones was 12 hours. People were stuck on tarmac.
Damn.
And they were like, this is fucking unacceptable. Because they don't have a lot of power. I think it was under Carter, they deregulated a lot of the airline industry. Mm-hmm. But they were like, well, we can start fining them. So they were, I think it was like $100,000 for every passenger left on the tarmac over 3 hours. And some of these companies were paying like millions of dollars over a weekend for stranding. And then Good. They just fucking stopped. Now, yeah. I think they have a rule. When after 3 hours, they just, you go back into the terminal.
Damn. Well.
So it'd be great if Pete could fucking do
He's something. Not going to do anything. He's not going to do anything. He's too busy riding a bike, wearing his helmet. He's too busy telling people to get an electric car or whatever. There's nothing. This is just... Corporations have too much power in the United States.
Especially bad. They are pretty. They have a really high level of corporate capture. Mm. So,
well,
good luck out there, folks. I'm flying. I'm going to see my dad in July, and I'm going to see some friends in August. And I'm just like, it's gonna be hell.
If you're on that flight with Emil, take pictures of him and then DM them to him.
No, please don't. Do that.
Don't say hi. Just take pictures of him.
That would actually really scare me. Please don't.
And then try to airdrop them to him.
I actually got that from a friend one time, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I've had that happen. I think it's funny.
If you see Ben, do that to him.
Yeah, go because
he
go ahead.
Likes that. He's a little.
Yeah, give it to me, baby.
But don't do it to me.
We got more inflation. Shit is just. Inflation's just nonstop.
Wait, did you see that quote from Jerome Powell where he was like...
Yeah, I did. Well, don't we have that?
Do we have it?
Jerome Powell, yeah, it's right there in the middle.
Oh, yeah, this is my...
Jerome Powell said, we understand better how little we understand inflation. Cool. No, that's cool, dude. That's good that you said that. That's good that you're at least being honest about it.
I'm going to start saying that every time I fuck something up.
We understand better...
I understand better
how little
I understand
this. The European Union Central Bank President Christine Lagarde said that they are going to raise interest rates gradually and not rapidly, which is, you know, this is just going to show that it's not unique to the United States. It is a worldwide problem. So when people are saying, oh, thanks, Joe Biden, you're just showing us how stupid you are. It's not Joe Biden's fault that gas is expensive. It is a global issue. I think... That where there's somewhere in the world that they're paying like $11 a gallon. I want to say it's Norway or something like that. I can't remember, but
yeah, but they probably do it by the liter.
No, it works out to be
no,
about
I know
$11. Yeah, thank you.
When I was in Greece, Phil was like, "Damn, gas isn't that bad here." I was like, "That's for a liter."
Yeah. So we also have just speaking of inflation, California is going to be giving us relief checks, bitch.
Why, bitch?
Because, you know, if you don't live in California, sorry, bitch.
But
they're giving it to us.
If you don't live in California, you probably haven't been paying $6.50 for gas for the last 3 months. Thing.
So actually, we are the bitch.
We are the bitch.
But Michael Burry was tweeting about it and saying, leaving his commentary like, oh, yeah, real smart to... When in a high inflationary environment to give more money, more inflation. Buddy, it's not the same thing. We're not printing that money. It's money that the state has in its coffers.
Wait, what did he say?
He was basically alluding to the fact that in a high inflationary environment like we're in, it's foolish to give people more money.
Oh.
But it's not printing more money.
Right. He's still on this tip that we caused inflation because we
Because
we did the American Rescue Plan.
Yeah, which was, you know, we really overshot. And I think that as soon as stocks started bouncing back, we should have probably immediately been like, okay, yeah, maybe we should start raising interest rates sooner rather than later. And that's another thing. That's what's frustrating about the Fed and how the Fed is kind of in a tricky position, because in a vacuum, when there's inflation, aka when there's not a war going on, when there's not supply chain issues, when there's not all these other things, raising interest rates is the perfect tool to combat inflation. But that's not what we've got. We've got all these other issues. And the Fed is going at it. The Fed's going at this thing with a flathead screwdriver,
nice,
right?
Nice.
And they need one of their multi-tool motherfuckers, all right? They need so many different... They need an Allen wrench. They need a wrench.
At least it's not a Phillips head.
Needle-nose pliers.
What'd you call me?
Needle-nose pliers. They need all that stuff, but they're going, hey, I got my flathead screwdriver. I'm ready to fix it. I'm ready to fix it.
That's basically all they can do.
That's what Jerome Powell and his dumb... But his at dumb, least... Have you seen his mouth, by the way?
Oh, have I seen that mouth?
Have you? I'm serious. Have you seen his stupid fucking mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull up a picture of Jerome Powell.
Yeah, can you type in wet, though?
For the audio listener, I wish you could see it. I just, if only you could see this dumb motherfucker. I just hate his dumb little pursed lips. How come every politician is always going like this?
Can you get one where he's licking his lips, though?
They're always going like this, Emil.
Because they're always getting yelled at.
And they're always, you're doing this, the shameful.
And they know they can't actually do anything.
Why is there Jerome Powell
licking
sex?
Lips.
Put Jerome Powell sexy. Let's just see what comes up. Jerome Powell, come on. Sexy.
We love making Luke type things he doesn't want to type.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
Wow, he does.
All right, now Jerome Powell titties.
No, don't do that.
No? Okay.
No? What's going to come up?
I'm curious. Let's see what comes up.
Or... No, we're not going to see what comes up.
Okay. All right, I'm being told no. My favorite trader, Stan Druckenmiller, had a quote about inflation.
Ben has trading cards of traders.
I wish. Can we pull it up? I want to see what he said, because people were...
my favorite trader.
Druck on inflation right there in the middle.
What's up, and welcome back to Druck on Inflation.
Well, so this guy on Twitter said, noticed about a million people cite Druck, because that's what they call him, Druckenmiller Druck, saying...
No, I got it.
Once inflation is above 5%, it has never come down without Fed funds going above inflation. So, you know, above that 5%. And then, but zero people are citing the part where Druck says, I actually think we are going to violate history and it is going to come down. I kind of agree with that. I think that...
Oh, you agree with your favorite trader?
Yeah, I do. I think that inflation is going to... But I also don't know fuck about shit.
Is that true?
Yeah, I really don't know.
I'm actually finally understanding just how little I understand about fuck.
Very good. Very good. Wow, is that Jerome Powell? Is Jerome Powell in here? That fucking guy, I swear to God, I remember I was harping on it when he said, and it's just transitory. Oh, maybe it's good, but it's going to be within the bounds, and then now it's just fucking out of control. Go eat my ass, Jerome Powell.
But I don't really blame him. It's not like he fucking did this.
No, I know, but he's part to blame. We should there should be a TikTok movie summary of Jerome Powell. There was pandemic. Pandemic hit country.
Is that what they do on
federal funds rate or
is that a TikTok thing?
Yeah, you haven't seen those?
No.
The movie summaries? Oh, they're so good.
Do they say it like that?
Yes, they use the little robot voice. Chairman, say...
I would actually like that, because sometimes there's movies I'm like, I never want to see it, but I'm curious what happened.
I'm curious, too. I sit there, and I go through part 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes they go all the way up to like
part
11.
Oh, I thought it would be 1 minute.
Yeah, but that's like, you know, that's like 8 minutes right there, or whatever the
I'll
fuck
just
it
read
is.
The Wikipedia page at
I
that point.
Oh, yeah. I want to go over some trades I went through, because this is, after all, a finance show. I shorted Tesla.
How'd you do?
Okay so far, except I did a spread. I did a put spread, so like I bought closer in the money puts, and then I sold for... I bought the 650 strike, and I sold the 600 strike. So that means the most I could make is the difference between the two, which is $50.
Mm-hmm.
But the spread itself cost me $14. So
okay,
technically,
so
50
36.
Minus... 36. Yeah, 36. And I bought 10 contracts, so that's... Max, I've spent $14,000 to make $36,000 by the end of July. And I already closed half the position because it went down considerably.
So how much did you make?
So far, only like five, I think.
Pussy.
I know.
How's your Bitcoin doing? You're still just
terrible.
Hovering around 20.
No, it's below 20 now. It's like
is
18,
it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Can you Google it real quick?
I think Bitcoin is at like 18.8.
Because it was holding at 20 for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's back to 19. So one thing is the amount of bids that I had filled, I actually wound up with like 1.4 Bitcoin. And I socked away the one. I'm just not going to touch it. And then that 0.4 I sold last night at like 20. And I put in a bid
for you basically
way lower.
Broke even?
No. I don't know how much I'm down on it. Probably a couple $1,000. I fucking, who knows? But the Tesla thing, though, I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because as we were driving here this morning, we saw a Kia. I don't even know what kind of car it was.
I don't think it was the Ioniq.
It wasn't. It was something else. But it
Wait, is the Ioniq the Hyundai or the?
I think that is Hyundai. Okay. Hyundai. But it looked really cool.
Yeah.
And then when we were pulling into the parking lot, I see a Tesla, and I just thought, this thing looks old and boring now. It doesn't look... I don't think Teslas are that cool and sleek and sexy anymore at all.
I still think they're, like, visually pleasing, but I do find the inside very, like, sterile. And
yeah,
just,
same.
Like, I think when they're brand new, it kind of looks nice all clean and everything, but just after just a couple months of use, you're like, this thing looks nasty. It's just, like, all scuffed. And
I think part of the reason why the build quality is so poor is because the company has to do everything that they can to keep the margins as juiced as possible, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Whereas legacy automakers don't have that issue. So I just, personally, I think that Tesla is...
But I do think they're going to have to figure that out. Like, for example, I think the, what is the Ford one called? The Mach EV or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're, like, just breaking even on that.
So what? Ford can afford it, right?
But for how long? If they want to transition to, if they want to transition to an electric car company, which I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
They've got to figure out how to do better margins than breaking even.
True.
Also, I'm pretty sure the battery tech is not great. And it's like, so their big push is that Ford F-150 Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's pretty good, but anyone who, or not anyone, but a lot of people who are buying F-150s are, they're going to be towing stuff. And I think if you put something like a medium-sized boat or whatever,
it
a fishing boat,
reduces
you're, it's like cutting in half.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And
hey, at least they got a truck. Cybertruck?
Sure. Yeah. They're just going to have to figure all these things out before.
Yeah, but they have the I think that they've got the capability to do that before Tesla does. Tesla's more concerned about daddy fucking... By the way, Elon Musk hasn't tweeted in like 10 days.
We're
Thank
not going to talk about him.
No, I know, but I just want to extend my thanks. He listened to me and he shut the fuck up, finally. And I think that he's shutting the fuck up because... One of the last things he tweeted was how all of their factories are just cash-burning machines. All they do is burn cash. You never know. He could just be taunting short
sellers.
You're
pulling me into talking about him.
No. I'm talking about the stock because he does this. He'll tweet stuff that is bearish or bad or makes it seem like Tesla is finally like on the decline, and then they come out with surprise earnings that just juice the stock again. But... beyond that, I also, a couple weeks ago...
Or it could be because of the whole Ghislaine thing and he was close personal friends with her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah. You were saying that you think Ghislaine Maxwell is hot.
Oh my God. This is... No, I didn't.
It's weird because I remember you saying that. Huh. Anyway, I also have some hedges that I put on with some August... Was it August? Yeah, I bought some... put spreads on the SPY for August and December, but I bought them for like way, like anticipating a full-on crash, and it's probably just going to not go anywhere. Did you see Ryan Cohen, the GameStop guy?
What? He tweeted?
He bought like a 9% stake in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, and then he was like urging the board to do stuff, and they basically were like, no.
Like what kind of stuff?
Yeah. Like...
What was he urging him to do?
He was urging them to
He's like, come on, I bought 9% of this shit.
9.6 or something, I think.
9.6?
They basically told him to pound sand, I think. And they're just... And then they reported earnings the other day, and it just tanked like 20% or something.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay, what'd he say?
Well, then he tweeted, I'm sick of executives getting their golden parachutes or whatever, and meanwhile, the little guy gets fucked. And it's like, dude, you're just a bad investor, I think. Like, you made your fortune on Chewy, which was great, and then you straight up kind of got lucky with
but
GameStop.
But that's all it fucking takes, right? You just need the one thing, and then forever you're that one thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, we listen
Look
to
Look at Cathie Wood.
He had that one thing.
Cathie Wood is still out there just making shit up about...
Yeah.
It's insane. What a stupid time to be alive. But of course, all the apes were like, yes, he's on our side. He's talking about he's going to, you know, affect change. No, I disagree with that, chums. I think that he's just as frustrated as you. He also had bought like the stock was trading at like $10 and Ryan Cohen had bought $60 strike call options. Like, what the fuck are you doing buying that? That so the stock needs to rally like 500% just for those options to do anything?
He's a believer. He's a bull-ever.
Yeah, he is a bull-ever. Yay. Wow, we're already at the 42-minute mark. God damn. I also, you know, one thing that I see people talking about is asking when it will. They're not asking me because what the fuck do I know? But when will it be safe to invest in solid companies again?
That is a good question.
Yeah, who knows? But personally, I'm going to be waiting until we have a clearer picture of what's ahead. That's what I put in my notes. When we have, probably the biggest thing would be a resolution to the war in Ukraine. Because that's like, that's going to just, I was reading today that they're doing.
When is that going to fucking happen?
It looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Sure. Everything will.
They're doing maintenance on the Nord pipeline.
Okay.
And I was reading today that it's probably just not going to come back online.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So that's good. So I don't know what the hell's going to happen to a lot of parts of Europe with that happening. And I guess Russian state media keeps talking about, just bragging about how they will absolutely use nukes if they need to.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's good, too.
And are you watching a lot of Russian state media?
No, but a guy was telling me about it, and it's just, it's a bummer, because there's so little we can do. It's, what do you do? What do we do?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, it's funny.
You're a head of state. What do you do?
I haven't even thought of Ukraine in so long because of just how bad it's gotten here in just a few short weeks.
Yeah. The state of the world is pretty tough, but you know what's consistent?
You can always
count on us. And no, just count on us to be.
Oh yeah,
here,
we'll be here week after week.
We'll be here until the world ends.
just recording from a bunker.
Yeah, no bunkers. I'm gonna get all that radiation. Just get it out of the way. But I was also gonna say you can count on the quality of Domino's pan pizzas.
Oh, I read a good Reddit post about how I know how to serve. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Your ears. Oh.
This is how we'll survive the initial blast.
Okay.
You want to get on the ground and
plug
your ears.
Right.
And I think like shut your mouth or something. And then I got to reread it. I saved it.
Yeah, because of the pressure.
Okay. And then once it passes, you have like, you got to get underground as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait at least 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go back up and you got to get the fuck out of the city.
Why do you have to get out of the city?
Because the radiation.
Oh. See, I thought that the radiation dissipates a lot quicker than.
It does. Like you have 48 hours, but I mean.
It's still there.
Yeah. You don't. It's like.
But it's not like Chernobyl.
Why not?
Chernobyl was like a full on nuclear meltdown.
Yeah.
But a nuclear bomb going off is different, I think.
You ever see the videos of the the guys talking about how they brought the soldiers, they brought them out on a ship?
No.
And they didn't tell them what they were going to do?
No.
Oh, it's horrible.
Americans?
I think it was a lot of British soldiers.
Oh, yeah. I was going to come out here. Hey, Dan, I was going to take you a free ship, right? Hey,
no, don't joke about
this
it.
This is great. Oh, yeah. Hey, Nigel, what are you doing out here? Oh, Giles.
Ben,
wow, good to see you.
This is
Ben.
Here on the ship.
Hey, what's that bright light?
That's
is that the sun? No. The sun's over there.
They basically, put them next to the sun.
And
they lit off. They all have horrible PTSD, and they all basically died really quickly, except for a few who were talking about it. They said they could see through. They could basically see through their hands.
Why did you let me do that whole?
I was trying to stop
bit.
You.
No, you weren't.
You said, I'll send you the video. It's horrible.
I think I've seen that where
the
survivors.
You did the bit knowing what I was.
Well, now
about.
That you said that, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I think I remember seeing the British guys talking about it.
Yeah.
Listen, you can still make fun of the British accent. We make fun of everybody.
Not me.
Southerners?
I don't make fun of anybody.
Yeah, not publicly. Privately, guys, this guy is
what am I doing?
Bigoted to the max.
Don't say that.
Oh, man. if I could even list the top five ethnic groups that this guy hates.
Who are the top five ethnic groups I hate?
That you hate? I don't want to.
You know what? I heard someone told me there's a...
None.
There's a plot line on Love Island. Do you watch it?
No, but I know about it.
I don't watch it either. But someone told me that on the latest season, I guess, they're doing a... They brought in some Italian man. Because I think it's like a lot of British people.
Yeah, it is.
And they brought in some Italian man who everyone, all the guys hate because he's just this like hot dude. And all the women, I don't really know how the game works, but like maybe you pair up with people. And and now I think all the people, the women who are paired up with someone are like, oh, we want to, they're like, we want to date the Italian guy. So all the guys hate them. And I was like, that's an allegory for the Italian-American immigrant experience. We came over here just hot as hell, greasy. Mm. All the women wanted to fuck us. Mm. And then we got persecuted, you know.
That's right. You had no choice but to start them off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We said,
the cops weren't willing to protect you.
We said, we'll show you.
We're going to start the mafia.
We're going to start the mafia. And then we're going to fuck all your women. Should we do a quick crypto corner?
We really should.
We haven't crypto cornered in a while.
Oh, there's a big story with crypto corner. So crypto corner.
Beep, beep, beep. Wait for the thing to play.
Beep, beep, beep. So one of the most entertaining stories that is really out there right now is the Radio Shack. Radio Shack Twitter has been tweeting some crazy
shit.
Yeah,
I saw one, or I think it's the one. If you find a squirter, marry her.
Yeah, just real fast. Ty Lopez, the guy famous for being on YouTube with his pre-roll ads, he apparently bought Radio Shack. I don't know if he bought the social media handle or if he bought Radio Shack outright. Because they're in bankruptcy or whatever.
I mean, yeah, you're getting it at a freaking discount.
Whatever's going on, their strategy is clearly go viral and sell the associated and pump the associated crypto coin because they started a coin.
It's now just a crypto company.
Yeah. And if you look at the chart for their coin, it never went up. It started up in the top left. And it is now in the bottom right.
We love that.
It just straight down. So this effort is just so futile and embarrassing. They're clearly trying to have GameStop 2.0 happen, but in crypto world.
I will say I can't blame them because normally...
You would think that this kind of thing would work.
It works in the crypto world.
It would have worked 2 years ago.
It would have worked just a couple months ago.
But it ain't 2 years ago or 2 months ago. So this tweet right here from them, if you find a squirter... marry her. And then this guy replied,
I'm gonna marry that girl.
This guy Jay Mulholland replied, I've shopped at Radio Shack my entire life, and to see something like this on their verified account is heartbreaking and earth-shattering. Radio Shack, you just lost a loyal customer, all because you wanted to pander to the radical left.
What?
Christian God lovers and customers won't forget this.
He's
amen, brother.
He's
Jay.
He must be joking.
No, he's not joking. Because look at Radio Shack is pandering to the radical left.
In what way?
Because
liking to make
everybody
women squirt?
Knows that a woman who squirts is a radical leftist.
If you make a woman squirt, you're a libtard.
No Christian loving God fearing woman squirts.
Imagine if
they hold it in.
A man just making his wife squirt, and he's like, "Get out! Not in this house. This is a Christian house."
I have a story about squirting.
I knew you would, pal.
It's a two-parter.
Are you going to do part one here and part two in After Hours?
No, I'll do both parts here because I don't want to cheat anybody out of this. Years ago when I lived in New York,
You're a little rat.
I hooked up with this girl who I knew we were friends before. Thank you. I don't know what... Oh, the hooking up part? First of all, we walk up to the apartment. It's two sets of stairs up, and it's like midnight. As soon as we get in the apartment...
She's squirting.
No, I'm like, what is that smell? She had stepped in a fresh pile of dog shit and tracked it all the way up the stairs and into my apartment. And I'm like, fuck, we can't do anything until I clean that up. Because what if my roommates, they're going to come home and they're going to maybe step in it and then they're going to track it in. So I said, wait here.
This was LA?
New York.
Okay.
I'm like, wait here. I need to clean this up. So I grabbed a bunch of paper towels and some Lysol spray and I went and on like just... crouched down, wiping up every other stair had this the poop, clean it up, clean it up, clean it up, clean it up. It's like 20 minutes. And then I get back up there and she's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's fine. It's okay. And we start, you know, getting down with the down doing. And
getting down with the down doing.
Yes.
Okay.
And listen, I'm not proud of this, but I, after having just cleaned all that up, we're having sex and she reveals to me that she's capable of squirting and that, you know, and during sex, middle of sex, I had a Larry David moment and I look up at her and I go, can you not do it?
Jesus, babe.
And she said, yeah, yeah.
During sex?
During sex, yeah. So, my sincerest
that was your,
apologies. That's my squirting
that
story.
That was your squirting story?
Yeah, yeah. I asked her if she could not. She could go ahead and not. And then, so then the story gets better but worse. So the next, she slept over, and then the next morning, walk her outside for, she's leaving town, getting in an Uber. And I swear to God, man, as she's about to, like, get into the Uber, I go, no, no, don't. She stepped into the same pile of dog shit she must have stepped in the night before, because there was a fresh one right there, and she stepped in it, and I just was like, have a good flight.
This girl's incorrigible, yeah, with the dog shit.
Yeah, it was terrible. Okay, so what is this now? We got
the guy was trolling.
Oh, he was trolling?
I knew it.
Fuck. Well, yeah, he said, okay, all right. Well, anyway, it's really, if you look at their, let's look at the Radio Shack TikTok account, because it's run by this white guy. I think he is not associated with Tai Lopez. I believe that this guy bought...
Explain who Tai Lopez is real
quick.
Tai
Lopez
is
the guy who was like all... He bought all YouTube pre-roll ads, it seems. You couldn't watch a YouTube video
years
ago.
Oh, would it be like in his garage?
I'm in my garage. Lamborghini behind me. I read about 20 books a day.
Right.
You could be like me if you just read more books. I love knowledge. I love my Lamborghini. I only fly private.
Oh, look at that. Wait.
This is my Lamborghini.
Go back to that one. Tai Lopez is the internet's most hated entrepreneur, and that's why he is
yeah,
successful.
Yeah, because people, it's the dumbest thing. Cody got to meet him and like go tour his house that he rented or something. But anyway, this Radio Shack.
So this guy now owns it.
Owns Radio Shack. But I don't know if he is associated with the TikTok account. It looks like, if I had to guess, maybe he hired this kid to make TikToks on the Radio Shack account, and it's all just...
Dude, they don't even have 10,000 followers.
It's just, yeah, it's just all forced memes. They're just they're trying to force this shit to happen with all these Radio Shack... Scroll down a little bit. There, we see him right there. This guy right here, he's the one making them all. Down a little bit more on right there, this kid. This is him.
That's the kid.
And it's just sad. It bums me out because it seems like all this kid's doing is like trying to make radio coin happen, and it ain't going to happen, Babu.
Insert the Mean Girls meme here.
Yeah.
Quit trying to make Radio Shack happen.
Yeah, and look at him. Look at him. Oh, God.
He's probably getting paid.
Maybe, or I'm sure it's contingent on his performance. Like, Radio Shack is back, and they are the leading crypto. Shut the fuck up. They're not back. They're not back. Nobody's that excited about Radio Shack.
Also, you're getting in at a bad time here, pal. Fucking yeah. Optimism in the crypto industry at an all-time low.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, trust in all of these things. You're just watching all these things implode. I think I sent it that restaurant we talked about.
Oh, they're no longer in Long Beach?
Yeah, the Bored Ape themed restaurant,
yeah,
where you could pay with all your cryptos and stuff, no longer accepts crypto. I mean, you guys you're watching a forced attempt at a use case just blow up and be like, just do cash.
Yeah.
We can't do it.
Yeah, it really does. It really is funny. But I do be holding a Bitcoin.
I mean, that might work out for you. I mean,
yeah, I don't care. He said famously before it crashed to zero.
I mean, I think you bought it understanding that you might lose it all.
Yeah.
And being fine with that. Or yeah, no, maybe you're not fine with it.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not trying to
hope that it goes to a million, but.
Is there a part of you that thinks that that could happen?
There's a part of me that truly doesn't know. But yeah, there's a part of me that thinks, sure, why
not?
Go to
a million?
Yeah, why not?
I guess, but when? Like, all that money is sucked out, right?
I know.
But if you think that, it's not a bad time to try it.
Yeah. There's this guy who...
I'm going to get in at 10K.
That's a good idea. Why not? This guy, Tom Lavero, who worked at Coinbase, and he led the Series D for IVP, whatever the fuck that is. He's got his predictions. He thinks that crypto's still got further downside ahead and will probably bottom sometime next year. I don't disagree with that. I think that he thinks that it's going to kind of, it has further, there's further steam to be let out. And it's, I would agree with that because I think there's going to be a period of, oh, excuse me.
I think we're lucky that, I feel like we were getting close to, you know, crypto regulations and, you know, you had Gary Gensler and all these people talking about, you know, whether or not it's a security or a commodity or.
Meow.
What?
Meow. Meow.
I'm worried we were close to, you know, getting regulations and then big crypto companies getting fucking bailouts from the government or something.
It is wild that, like, there was a hedge fund.
And thank God they crashed before that.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the most prominent crypto hedge funds just defaulted on a $670 million loan. Three Arrows Capital.
Oh, dude. One of them. Ah, shit. I can't remember.
I think it was Three Arrows.
No, because they. Oh, maybe it was them. They lent out like $3 billion.
Something like that.
It's insane.
Jinx.
I
said it first both times. Yeah. Now you have to shut up for the rest of the episode. Ha ha ha. Ooh. And also today, just basically, I think all of this shit is just going to weigh on crypto even further because it's not a good look when you have big hedge funds and whatnot having solvency issues. And I believe, what was the one?
No, I mean, we were seeing versions of, you know, bank runs, basically. People trying to get their money out of these platforms. What are they called?
Stable coins?
No, just like exchanges. People trying to get their money out of these exchanges and them just being like, no.
Yeah, wasn't the whole idea of crypto that you didn't have to rely on a bank?
Right.
Suddenly having a bank, not such a bad idea, is it? Winklevoss boys?
I know. Have those guys been like tweeting and...
Who fucking knows? They have a band now. They're
what
both
they
in
called?
A band. I don't know.
The Moron Twins?
The dipshit dookie... Doinks.
I'm 6'4" and there's two of me.
Oh. Mark Zuckerberg, please don't steal Facebook. Did they just try asking nicely?
That's actually
you know,
not
you
bad.
Could go a long way if you just say please. Please, Mark Zuckerberg. Why didn't they just say, okay, you know what? Great idea. Let's just invest some money. We have millions of dollars. Maybe we can...
Were they just rich kids?
I don't think that they were just rich
with
kids.
With a name
but,
like Winklevoss?
Yeah. Oh, baby. The dumber your last name is, the richer you are.
I don't know if it's just a bad guy name.
Yeah.
Winklevoss.
Oh, God. The Winklevoss. But it is true that the dumber your last name is,
like,
the richer
gonna,
you are.
He's going to like kick me out of a seat. What are you doing here, DeRosa?
Yeah.
Just for Winklevosses.
Yeah, and you definitely have a poor guy last name, DeRosa.
I do. I mean, Italians and Greeks were...
given the dumb last names?
No, historically...
Prejudiced against?
No.
Spit it out!
Dude, I can't even get the fucking word. No, historically, like, working class, lower
income.
Oh,
yeah. It's because you all love potatoes or whatever. What? No, that's Irish. Sorry, that's Irish. It's Irish. They love potatoes. Potatoes are delicious.
Yeah, I don't...
You got french fries, tater tots, baked potato. Help me here. What else?
Not Irish.
But still,
I should do a 23andMe.
Yeah, you should. We should. I should
do it. I'm like worried I'm going to find out I'm...
Part Nazi?
Or adopted or something.
Yeah. I'm worried I'm going to find out I'm part Irish.
The last thing I need is to find out...
That you're adopted?
Yeah.
See, I'm lucky. I got pictures.
I look exactly like my dad.
Yeah, I look exactly like my mom. I should get a side-by-side of my mom. I remember feeling really self-conscious about it because I'm like, oh, I'm a girl. I look like a girl. Because my mom's fifth-grade photo is identical to my fifth-grade photo. We have the same fucked-up teeth, same high cheekbones, everything.
Did you get braces?
Yeah.
Oh.
So did my mom, but later in life, like when she was an adult.
Nice.
My mom had adult-ass braces.
Adult-ass braces.
Yeah. Good for you, Mom. Hey, Mom. My mom turns, I shouldn't say her age. She wouldn't appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, come on, man.
My mom's having a birthday coming in August.
My birthday's in August.
Yeah, but what is it? August 14th?
Mine?
Yeah, 20-something?
Yeah, you're getting close.
22nd.
No.
28th. 25th. 26th. Damn. Guess my birthday.
October 29th.
Damn, dude. Fuck.
I'm a good friend.
Yeah, well, I don't have enough memory. Did you know that Adam's birthday was the other day?
Yeah, I went to dinner with him.
What the fuck? I texted him, too, and I was like, happy birthday. He's in town?
It's kind of like a close friends thing.
Yeah, I guess I'm not that close. Well, I would. I love that guy. I love seeing him. Anyway. where'd you guys go?
It was at his house.
Oh.
But it was like a low-key...
No, I get it.
It was
no.
Like...
No, I didn't go to... Didn't you guys go to high school together?
No.
You were in New York together at the same time.
I met him in New York.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. He doesn't listen to the podcast.
There, no. I'll say this.
What?
No, he does listen.
Oh.
Which I'm like... I'm worried he's going to listen. No, I will say this.
I don't care. It's okay.
When I was going, uh-huh. I was like, there's like multiple people who live around me that I was like, oh, I should see if we should carpool together.
Oh, like me? Because I live right near you?
No, well, there was multiple.
Yeah.
And I literally had this thing of like, I don't know how big this is going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to do the thing of them going like,
oh, I wasn't invited.
Oh, I didn't get told. And yeah, so yeah. I just drove alone. And I'm glad I did because none of those people were, it was very small.
Yeah. See, this is why I don't like doing birthday stuff for myself because I don't like those situations where it's like, if I invite this person, then I can invite this person. Then you, before you know it, you've invited, you know, 20, 30 people.
No, I mean, to an actual birthday,
yeah.
You would have invited, this was like a small dinner.
No, I get it. Yeah. No, I get it.
The actual, if you have a weekday, if your birthday falls on a weekday.
Yeah.
That's for like very close friends.
Sure.
And then on the weekend, you just tell everybody.
Yeah. That this time my birthday is, I'm going to be landing in Tokyo.
Oh, I'll take you out, pal. We're going to freaking.
I'm going to be landing at like 1 p.m.
Yeah. And I'm going to take you out.
This is me. I'm going to be eating sushi.
No, you.
Wow, this is great.
I'm going to be feeding it to you. We're going to have the best birthday ever.
You're going to be feeding it to me?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, baby. Better use your hands.
Hit us up if you want to give us the freaking Tokyo lowdown.
Yeah, give me the birthday lowdown.
The best birthday. You're going to be like a girl who has a birthday 2 weeks. The whole trip's going to be your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be turning 22. Can you believe it?
I know.
Ugh.
I'm just glad.
Taylor Swift age.
You truly are feeling 22.
I truly do 22. Be feeling that way. Taylor Swift sucks.
I don't know about you.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Taylor Swift.
Who's in between?
Nobody. It's everyone else is below that.
Oh, wow. So your two favorite singers.
No, she's not my favorite at all. She just sucks.
But everyone else is below that.
Yeah, so, I mean, sorry. So she's just clumped in there with everybody. It's just, it's like one of those fatbergs, you know, in the toilets, in the sewers that they get with all the wet wipes that you're not supposed to flush.
Let's go to after hours.
Yeah, so we're being told to wrap up. Kill your parents, quit your job, shit your pants. If you want to watch After Hours, you got to go to tmgstudios.tv. You're going to want to subscribe either to us or to the TMG Studios tier, where you get everything, or you just get us. Anyway, we're going to be continuing to do After Hours now.
Yeah, you have two options if you want us. You can do the Trillionaire
tier,
or the TMG Studios tier.
TMG Studios tier. Or you could not do either.
Or you could continue to not.
Or you could continue to be a sucker and hit skip ad when the ads play on Goo Goo. Anyway.
All right, we love you all so much.
Let's wait 3 more seconds till it hits 69 minutes. And there it is. Thank you so much for joining us today. We love you so much.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Adam.
This week on After Hours.
let's just do the orgy.
Everybody's mad at me. I'm all wet.
Like, all these people hate me because I'm so wet.
I need to learn how to poop in a hole. If I were 5'8", I would be a billionaire.
You think so?
Yes.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.